This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and of course, as always, streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476 is the number to jump on in with us. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. So we have a good guest list today. Bart Winkler is going to join us coming up 40 minutes from now. Adam Brenneman is going to stop by at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then Ahmed Hassanin from the Boise State football team, getting ready to hear his name called in the NFL draft. He has a tremendous story. He's going to join us at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. But we start the show today with Aaron Rodgers. And I thought maybe, I was naive today, I thought maybe when we got this announcement that Aaron Rodgers is going to go on the Pat McAfee show, all right, it was decision day. Thursday, week out from the draft, haven't heard much on the Aaron Rodgers front. We really haven't heard much from Aaron Rodgers since two things, right? That he visited the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then also that the Giants and the Vikings are supposedly out. Now, the Giants have made corresponding moves, bringing in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, and maybe having their eye set on a quarterback in the draft. So I believe the Giants stuff. The Vikings, I've sat here and I've said it for the entirety of the last 2 months, they should not pursue Aaron Rodgers. But when Aaron Rodgers gets in front of Pat McAfee today and says he will play for $10 million this year, I thought that was one last like Batman signal to Kevin O'Connell, to Justin Jefferson, to Jordan Addison, to TJ Hockenson, Kwesi Adofa-Mensah, and the Minnesota Vikings. Hey, I'll play on the cheap if you want to go on out there and pursue me. I think it needs to be even cheaper than $10 million for the Vikings to even contemplate bringing in Aaron Rodgers. And I do believe they should, and I do believe they will continue to rock and roll with J.J. McCarthy. So we're sitting here, and we know that McAfee's going to have on Aaron Rodgers at about 1:15 p.m. Eastern time today. And there was a big sentiment and a big push on social media that maybe this was going to be a retirement announcement. And something that made me think that it could be a retirement announcement. And I tune in for the Mac to the McAfee show from time to time. And you always know that AJ Hawk is on remote and he's never in studio. And right, there's some bookcase behind him. He was in studio today. So I was like, whoa, AJ Hawk, close friend of Aaron Rodgers. He's going in studio with McAfee. Just maybe this is going to be Aaron Rodgers zooming in and announcing his retirement. And I sat there and I said, and I even put this out there, who knows what's going to happen? Aaron Rodgers is a drama whore, which he refuted today, but he is. We all know that. But let's just hope that we get some final decision here from Aaron Rodgers. So I tune into McAfee. right? Ready to listen, ready to go, rubbing the hands together. All right, here we go. We're going to get something. Is it Pittsburgh? Is it retirement? And it was a nothing burger. I think there's three takeaways from this Aaron Rodgers interview. And sorry, folks, I know you tune in for strong takes and big, bold, and loud opinions. And usually I deliver on that. I don't think there's a big, bad, bold opinion from what comes from this Aaron Rodgers interview today. Now, we'll play you some of the audio later. I listened to the entirety of the interview, and 2.5 minutes in, there was a little like grab ass in the beginning. Oh, you got a new dog. Oh, you're on vacation, all that stuff. All right. Some friendly fodder, right? I've done that with guests before where you try to warm them up before you start asking the hard-hitting questions. But here's the thing. This is not a traditional interview. Pat McAfee and Aaron Rodgers are very friendly. Pat McAfee has a direct line to Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't need to butter up Aaron Rodgers. So I'm looking at this like a traditional interview. All right, first 2 minutes, a little butter him up, and then you'll go for the hard approach and the hard-hitting approach stuff. Well, 4 minutes maybe into this interview, the first 2 minutes was all like lovey-dovey stuff. Aaron Rodgers' first answer, I go, this is it. We're getting nothing. Now, I did my job, right, as a talk show host. I did my due diligence. I sat there. I listened to the rest of it because content is content. And it was pretty much a nothing burger. So three takeaways that I have from the Aaron Rodgers interview. Number one, let's do this first. This is the serious part. They kept on alluding to something going on in his inner circle that if we knew what it was, and this is devoting his attention to this, that we would understand maybe why a decision hasn't been made yet. So it made it seem like there was something seriously going on with either a family friend or with either a close friend or a family member. You know, all possibilities. Now, Aaron Rodgers has a right to privacy, even though it's tough to be private when you're a public figure. Clearly, Pat McAfee had an idea or maybe just knew what was going on, and McAfee did say, hey, if you guys knew what was going on, right, it would make a little bit more sense. And Rodgers says he's been up with teams that he's talked to about this issue. So let's have a heart here right out of the gate. This is take number one. Something serious is going on with Aaron Rodgers' inner circle. We don't know what it is, but I hope that everything is okay, right? I think that's fair. Now, to the other takeaways that I have. Number two, he went after the Jets today, which you almost feel bad for the Jets at some point. Because the Jets are like one of those organizations that they are the pinata, and they do it to themselves, but they are the pinata for all the other teams in the NFL. Like, sorry, Stu, your Raiders are in that conversation. Sorry, Samter, when you pretend to be a Jet fan or a Chief fan, I never know, but your Jets are in that conversation. You know, the Cleveland Browns are in that conversation. There's probably like four or five organizations that you know when, like, they're just an easy target. And it's because they're a laughable, incompetent, and just terrible organization. So I really haven't thought much about the departure of Aaron Rodgers with the Jets because, number one, I didn't really think it made much sense for the Jets to bring him back. Also, you're Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, your new general manager and head coach. I think you want to start off your organization your way, and Aaron Rodgers, intentionally or not, will just undermine you. So I didn't think it was worth bringing him back for what? At best, if everything goes right, at best, maybe you'd be a wild card team. And I don't even know if you would be a wild card team if Aaron Rodgers did come back. I've said this before, a team like the Jets right now, 2 years ago when they brought him in, it was worth it. It didn't work out. But now the juice isn't worth the squeeze. And I don't think that when you're trying to get off to a new start and you're trying to address the long-term future of your quarterback position, that you need to bring back Aaron Rodgers because you're not really as close as you thought. But Rodgers talked about his departure from the Jets, and I guess he flew cross-country to get into the facilities in New Jersey. Aaron Glenn sits him down, and he goes, asks him a question. He goes, oh, wait, let me go get the GM, brings in Darren Mooji, and then goes, all right, we're going to release you. So it's like, okay, Aaron went into this thinking it was going to be a five-hour meeting. They would get an understanding of who Aaron Glenn is, who Darren Mooji is. Is there a place where Aaron Rodgers could work again with the Jets? Is this something that Aaron Rodgers wants to do? And everything that I understand from the situation, Aaron Rodgers, he could say what he wants today. He didn't want to go back to the New York Jets. So if Rodgers didn't want to go back to the New York Jets, Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji didn't want him. You can make the argument, to be fair to Rodgers, Did you need to do this in person? Like, could you have called him, even though Rodgers supposedly has the worst cell phone connection service in the history of America now, going back for 3-4 years? Could you have just called him and said, hey, Aaron, we respect what you did for the organization. We think it's best for you to move on, and we move on from you. We're not going to bring in just to tell you that we're not interested. It's like, if you're getting broken up with and you live like 2 hours away from someone, are you really going to make them come to you and then say, hey, we're breaking up with you? Now, you probably shouldn't do it via text. You probably shouldn't do it via phone call. But, you know, this isn't the same as a dating situation. This is Aaron Rodgers, who didn't want to go back with the Jets, and the Jets didn't want him. So could they have had this via Zoom? Could they have done this via phone call? I guess they could have. But I don't have a problem with the Jets bringing him in. But when you make someone fly across the country, for crying out loud, like, this isn't like a 20-minute car ride, to then within 15 minutes have this conversation be over and Aaron Glenn just say, hey, we're not really going to talk here. We don't want you anymore. And then they talk about how they want it to be worded to the media, which Aaron Rodgers says he doesn't care about, but he does care about. You know, that was the second thing. Okay, the Jets, once again, they catch another stray bullet here in the entirety of this. Now, I thought the third biggest takeaway, and it's the most ambiguous one, is Aaron Rodgers says no decision has been made yet. So this was a nothing burger. This was like, you tune in, right? The ratings are booming for McAfee. All right, you have Aaron Rodgers on. He's in Hawaii. Like, all right, we're going to get some information today. Is he going to Pittsburgh? Is he going to retire? And he's nowhere close to making a decision. So I had someone tweet me, and this person that tweets me, I'm actually annoyed that I saw their tweet today, because this person I've muted a while ago because they never tweet me anything positive. So if you're not going to tweet me, if you're just going to tweet me to go after me, like, I'm a big boy, I could take it, but I could also just mute you. So somehow I saw this today, and it just went through on my feed and I saw it. And this tweet was basically like, why in the heck, you're a hack. Why in the heck would you expect Aaron Rodgers to make a decision today? And why does it benefit Aaron Rodgers to basically announce something now when he could wait longer into the offseason? And I'm like, hold on. This is not Aaron Rodgers MVP Aaron Rodgers. This is not Aaron Rodgers Hall of Fame Aaron Rodgers. This is a washed Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career, when at best he's playing wherever he goes to probably just be a wild card team and maybe win a playoff game. So Aaron Rodgers right now, he's fine with the Steelers, but he doesn't love the Steelers. So I think the decision really is you hold out hope with the Vikings, and I don't expect that to change, or you go to Pittsburgh or you retire. So, like, I hate to bring this back to Tom Brady, but I think there's some similarities here, and Brady was playing at a higher level. When Brady left New England, Tom Brady did not have a ton of options. Tom Brady did not wait to the draft. Tom Brady didn't wait till after the draft. Tom Brady didn't become a drama whore about this. Tom Brady went to his team in March in the middle of a global pandemic. And remember, like, even got killed for having workouts with Buccaneers players because he wanted to immerse himself into that organization. So it's one thing to want to play to just keep on playing. It's another thing to actually want to try to get the most out of this situation. So if Aaron's just going to wait till training camp to hope that an injury occurs and then signs on there, do you think it's going to be all that successful? Like, he may be in a better destination, but will he know the playbook? Will he have chemistry with the players? And will you get up to date with the timing that it takes to be a quarterback in an organization with how many other things that need to happen? The answer is no. So the longer Aaron Rodgers waits, and if he does play, the longer you're going to have a team that's going to need to basically jumpstart that relationship the moment when it happens, and you're going to have to make up for months and months of missed out work. We have no timeline here with Aaron Rodgers. So, and who knows, like, the Steelers are a destination. What happens if the Steelers trade up in the first round of the draft and get Shedeur Sanders? Well, if I'm the Steelers, I'm not bringing in Aaron Rodgers then. And if Minnesota doesn't cave and genuflect to the great Aaron Rodgers, then you're SOL. And don't tell me, oh, well, like, people make it so easy. Because, right, it happened a few years ago. It was Baker who went to LA and he had that shotgun marriage, like, 1 week start for them. Like, the odds of you being successful, even if you being Aaron Rodgers, even though he's older and has not been a great quarterback for the last 2 years, or 3 years, really, the odds of Rodgers being able, as time and time goes on, to just jump into a place and have success in a place, it's not that great. Like, that's why I think he needs to make a decision now. And I have a heart, right? If something's going on in his personal circle, and I'm not questioning that, you know, I have sensitivity to that, and that could impact everybody differently. But I think we all go through things in life, if I'm just being fair here, without knowing the situation, to be clear, where people have tragedies that occur. And I'm not saying separate business and your personal life, but you could still make a business decision while you may be going through something horrible in your personal life. Like, I've done it. Coworkers of mine have done it. And everyone around this world has done it. So I have sympathy for whatever, without knowing what's going on with Aaron Rodgers' personal situation. But you're telling me that eliminates you at all from making a decision on your future? So to me, I think there's still three options here. I think there's really two, but I guess we could count once on the table if Aaron, who said he only wants to play for, you know, he'd be willing to play for $10 million, which I call cap on. But if it really isn't about the money and you really want to go to Minnesota, why don't you just call up Minnesota and say, I'll play for you for $1.5 million? Does that change your mind? Does that change your mind? Does it? So I'll leave the Vikings a minuscule amount on the table for the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are happening. I think they should continue to rock and roll with J.J. McCarthy. But in terms of Aaron Rodgers' future, it's either retirement or the Steelers. And until the Steelers have someone that, and I know some of their players have talked about it, oh, you know, we're being held hostage, like, make a decision already, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers, blah, 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 blah. But as long as the Steelers continue to have Mason Rudolph as their starter, you can't tell me that Aaron Rodgers is off the table. And like, even like people are like, oh, the Steelers make a deadline. Well, you need to have a competent quarterback in there. So if they draft Shedeur Sanders, and I think that's the name, like, they're not going to get Cam Ward. If they draft Shedeur Sanders in the first round, okay, that could eliminate the Aaron Rodgers situation. But like, if they get a Jackson Dart, if they get Jalen Milroe, if they get Tyler Shuck, if they get Dylan Gabriel, you know, Kyle McCord, is that going to prevent you from bringing in Aaron Rodgers? Absolutely not. So I understand there could be some frustration with the Steelers fans, but even though I'm someone that's sitting here and saying the longer Aaron Rodgers waits, the more and more it hurts his team, the Steelers are the rare exception. Because right now, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers walks in on August 31st, for all things considered. I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers on the field with a week of preparation than Mason Rudolph with the whole offseason of preparation. So that's the one exception. But I think it's right now, if you had to dumb it down and say there's only two options, it's retire or the Steelers. So the poll question today, we have up to four options that we could give you. We couldn't even get to a fourth option, so we just give you three options. Aaron Rodgers will be where this NFL season? Retired, on the Steelers, or on the Vikings? You can find it at Zach Gelb or at INF Sportsnet. Early returns, gentlemen. Stu, what do you think is in the lead? Retired, on the Steelers, or on the Vikings? What do you think is in the lead?
I think retires in the lead.
Santer?
Steelers.
57.9%. Let me just refresh that. On the super-duper early returns, 57.9% say retired, 34.7% say on the Steelers, and 7.4% say on the Minnesota Vikings. Now, for me, until the Steelers bring in someone that would make me think, okay, Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be the guy, and once again, Mason Rudolph ain't that dude. So, yes, I don't love that Aaron Rodgers making us all wait and wait and wait and wait, but I'd be fine if I'm a Steelers fan waiting if it means that Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback compared to Mason Rudolph. But if the Steelers somehow get Shedeur Sanders on Thursday night, then I would say, all right, I want Shedeur Sanders to be QB1, and I would have no interest anymore in Aaron Rodgers. But if it's a Jackson Dart, a Dylan Gabriel, a Kyle McCord, Tyler Shuck, like whoever, sorry, not interested in those guys definitely starting because all those guys are question marks compared to Aaron Rodgers. So I would still say that it's going to be Steelers 1, retirement 2, and then all the way down on the list, because I don't think Rodgers would take $1.5 million, and that's what I think it would take, Aaron Rodgers on the Minnesota Vikings. So what say you, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A legend retired today. We'll have more on that on the other side. Bart Winkler is going to join us 22 minutes from now. Adam Brenneman, We'll stop by at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time, and Ahmad Hassanein will join us from the Boise State football team, getting ready to hear his name called in the NFL draft. He has a tremendous story at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. If you want to chime in, once again, at Zach Gelb, Twitter and Instagram, ZACHGELB, and the number 888-710-4ISN.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it was announced today. Welcome back in. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network that the legendary Lee Corso is going to retire from College game day. He's 89 years old. I didn't know that Lee Corso, you know, a lot of years between the two of us, but we share not the same birthday, but we're pretty close. We're the same birthday week. He was born August 7th in 1935. I was born August 9th in 1994. But he will be 90 for his final show. So he's retiring, but he's going to do one more show the first weekend of the college football season. We don't know where game day is going, but I'm looking at the week one slate right now. You have Alabama, Florida State. You got LSU, Clemson, Tennessee, Syracuse. I don't think they're going to go there. Just going to go out on a limb. Texas, Ohio State. That could be one. You got Utah, UCLA. Probably not going to be cooking there. And I'm just looking at the Saturday slate. Ooh, so many Saturday games. It's getting me excited just thinking about it. Ooh, Sunday. Now, they won't be there, but Sunday night, you got Notre Dame, Miami to open up the college football season. That's nice. Oh, maybe we'll go to Temple at UMass. Last broadcast for Lee Corso. But, you know, I would imagine when you take a look at these potential destinations, it's probably between Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, and then LSU at Clemson. It would probably be one of the three destinations. But either way, it's going to be must-watch stuff. Now, like, let's be real. It was time for Lee Corso to retire. He's almost 90. He missed a lot of broadcasts last year. He's an absolute legend In my opinion, I think he's one of those guys. He's entitled to be able to be on that show, and they could always find a role for him because of what he was to that show with the headgear and all that stuff until he wanted to do so. Like, that show is still popping. For a while, it looked like Fox was going to overtake them, and the Fox show is really good with Rob Stone. You got Urban Meyer. They made the change off of Reggie Bush, but now you got Mark Ingram in there with Brady Quinn and Matt Leiner. So that's, like, a really good show. And I read that they tried to get Rhys Davis over, which obviously didn't happen. And clearly, Chris Fowler was the host for so many years, but then doing the games, they eventually had Rhys Davis do it. And you have Desmond Howard. You got Kirk Herbstreit. And through the years, you've added in Pat McAfee. You've added in Nick Saban. So having Lee Corso still on the desk, even though it's a lot of people, he's Lee bleeping Corso. He could do whatever he wants, right? But when you would see him even this year, I think he was like dancing as a leprechaun for the Fighting Irish. And like he fell, right? So at one point it's, and they caught him, but it's okay. You don't really need to do this anymore when people have such great memories of you. So whether it was executives going to him or Lee knowing this on his own, he said it was time. And the first weekend of college, when I first saw this news, just because I don't want to say it came out of nowhere, the guy's 89 years old. But when it was announced today, the first time I saw it, I didn't see, oh, he will have one final broadcast. So I kind of tweeted out, I hope they give him one final broadcast, the first college football Saturday. And then in the release, it said that's what they were going to do. So Lee Corso is a legend. It's tough to do. And I don't know if you understand it necessarily in the moment all the time with so many people, but for Lee Corso, you did, where you don't usually think the announcer is bigger than the sport. Because, right, the players, the coaches, what goes on in between the lines, that's what we really react to. That's what we really talk about on a Monday. But how many times, and I know I did when I was a kid, right, you're up early on a Saturday, and there's, like, things that, like, your parents want to do, or at least this was me as a guy. I was like, no, I want to watch game day. And I want to see what that Lee Corso guy, what headgear he puts on. Like, it's just such a cool thing. And to make a prediction segment get turned into such an event where it's you need to be there, you know, at 11:57, 11:58 a.m. Eastern time leading into the noon game on game day before they say goodbye to see what headgear and what event Lee Corso would be doing while he puts on that headgear. That was must-watch stuff. And I know people can get tired and say, oh, these things can get old in sports. That moment with Lee Corso never, ever, ever got old. So we thank you and we congratulate Lee Corso on a tremendous run. And I can't wait for the first college football Saturday this year as he gets the proper send-off. Now let's play you some legendary Lee Corso clips. This is Lee Corso on game day dropping an F-bomb on TV. Listen up.
How can you pick against SMU? Look at them over there. Red, white, and blue.
USA.
USA.
Hey. Glad there's a delay.
Shasta, shame on you. Watch that mouth out.
That was awesome. I'm going to play you my three favorite clips, and then we'll give you a fourth, but that was one of them. This one, I think, and with TikTok and everything in Reels, this has found a way to jump up on my feed at least like once a month. There's a little kid on the set for game day, and this is how Lee Corso years ago interacted with that kid.
The Bulldogs.
Yale Bulldogs.
Yale Bulldogs.
Wow.
Not so fast, midget. Not so fast.
Midget?
Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast. I go with Harvard. What's the matter?
I'm going to go with Harvard.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Harvard as well.
So that's my third favorite Lee Corso clip, just because he called this little cute kid that's on the set, yeah, midget. And then he goes, oh, little guy. So that was my third. The F-bomb is so good. I don't know how this one's going to play on the radio, but every time I see this one, it cracks me up. You have the legendary Bob Knight on game day, Lee Corso making the picks, and this is how he ended up picking the Red Raiders.
Let me tell you something, Coach. You are the world's best basketball coach, and you're almost the best picker. Give me that hand here. Right here. Let me see what's going on. What do I got here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Can hear me.
game, 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock in Lubbock. Big Ten football on ESPN and ESPN 2. Bob, thanks for joining us.
It's like, I'm looking at Sue right now. He just has such a smile on his face from this. When he pulls out the guns with the Red Raider headgear on and starts shooting them off, that was awesome. I would probably say that's two. And when he goes, ah, F it, that's probably one. Just because of the emotion that the other guys, the genuine laughter the other guys said, they're like, oh my God, there's, well, now ESPN, McAfee can curse whenever he wants. But back then, like, there's probably only one guy that could have got away with that on that show. And that was Lee Corso. Final one. As we look back at the career of Lee Corso, who's going to retire the first college football Saturday, get one more game day show, Lee Corso doesn't give a bleep. Listen up.
We got to take two national championships away from Alabama. Oak State 11, Notre Dame 2012.
After the game?
Yeah.
Why even play the game then? That makes absolutely no sense.
After the Notre Dame
2012 national championship.
When it was over in the first series.
Notre Dame number one.
It was over in the first series.
It's over before
they claimed Notre Dame number one.
How could you give that any credence?
Let me tell you something.
There's a bunch of claimed.
These people don't give a f-
You did it again.
That's not a bad word.
No, and he muffled it. Okay?
My guy.
All right, let's hit it.
All right, let's go.
My guy.
Here's part 99 for later.
Yeah.
The Desmond Howard laughter anytime Lee Corso curse was awesome. And I'll say this. I really appreciate the way that Kirk Herbstreit the last few years really showed that bond and that relationship and the love that he has for Lee Corso. Because clearly, right, he's about to be 90. Coach Corso is slowing down. And still having Coach Corso on our TV sets was awesome because of all the nostalgia, the fun memories, the headgear picks. But those early Saturday morning videos where Kirk Herbstreit would walk up on Lee Corso and they would just talk and record it and we all got to see it, it was so special. And even though they aren't technically related, it almost felt like that was a father-son relationship in the way that the son got to a part where he was looking out for dad when dad was a lot older and right towards the end of his run with game day. And it was really cool to see. And those videos were so special and they were so heartwarming. And every Saturday, right, as a kid, I used to wake up and I used to watch College game day for that 11:58 a.m. Eastern time headgear pick. But now I'd wake up even earlier to just see when Kirk Herbstreit would put out the video of Lee Corso and the two of them just having such a special moment and letting us all into that relationship. And it was really neat to see. So let's do this in honor of Lee Corso. Who is the sports TV television personality that is your favorite? So we'll take Coach Corso aside. Mine's Dick Vitale.
America, are you serious? It's awesome, baby. It's showtime. Here we go. Diaper dandy.
Like, he is college basketball. Growing up, ESPN, picks, all that stuff. But what Lee Corso was to college football is, for me, what I think Dick Vitale was to college basketball. Stu?
Mine is Charles Barkley. He's someone that when...
Four-letter word, knucklehead.
After an NBA game, you're kind of waiting to see what he says about the game. Sometimes it's, you know, hard-hitting. Sometimes it's more, you know, fun. And, you know, there's so many, like you said, on TikTok and all those. You see all these funny clips of Barkley just not knowing something or saying something funny. And
he
just
can't
makes
get
me
canceled.
Laugh.
Yeah. He is one of those guys, the few people in the sports world that is uncancelable. Samter, who's yours?
Oh, man, there were so many. I have a list.
All righty, here's the honey-do list. Go ahead.
Michael Irvin with those suits. He's always been fun. Gronk is always just entertaining.
Yeah, a little early.
Yeah, but he's so fun. Big Poppy for baseball. But I think the guy for me is McAfee. Like, I love McAfee.
Already? Wow.
Love McAfee.
So, I love Pat. I would think we also have to mention, I know he's not a former athlete, but Chris Berman.
Berman.
Bill Walton. Bill Walton, too. But I was also going to go, ooh, onions, a little Bill Raftery, too. You know, when I was making my decisions, I looked at if I had to do like a Mount Rushmore of TV sport personalities, like that would have fun and stuff like that. I would say Berman's on there. I would say Dick Vitale's on there. You know, taking Corso out of it, to be clear, just because that's what we're doing for this segment. Raftery would be on there, and then Charles Barkley. Those are the four that I would go with. Berman, Raftery, Vitale, and then Charles Barkley. All righty, we'll come on back with Bart Winkler. He can't stand Aaron Rodgers. But he's been saying all along, I think his original prediction was Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers, but it won't happen until August. So we'll hear from Bart Winkler, the host of the Bart Winkler Show, on many of these same stations from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time when we return. Update time first. Here is Rich Ackerman. On a Thursday! That's right. Winkler Wednesdays on a Thursday. I kind of like this segment better than when we did it on Wednesdays. But when I think of Aaron Rodgers, I think of one man and one man only. And that is Bart Winkler. Before we get to Bart, let me say that this portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong, but don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Winkler Wednesday on a Thursday. Also, it feels so right that it almost feels so wrong. So we welcome in Bart Winkler. Bart, how are you?
I'm good, Zach. Great to be here on this prestigious show. It's
always good to be. What does your hat say? Wisconsin what?
Oh, it's I'm wearing a hat of the logo on the Wisconsin license plate.
Oh. Does that say dairy something on it? What does it say?
America's Dairyland.
Oh, Dairyland. I thought you were wearing maybe the hat of the place that you took me for ice cream, which was delicious in Wisconsin.
Oh, that was Leon's.
Leon's was very good. Two thumbs up. Yeah. I liked it. So Aaron Rodgers, right? We had to go tune into Pat McAfee today to watch Aaron Rodgers. You know, was given an exclusive interview, obviously, as he does all the time to Pat McAfee. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting on what was going to be said. And it was pretty much a nothing burger, right?
Well, if you tuned in to possibly think that Aaron Rodgers was going to announce he was playing with the Steelers, you are, I don't want to say a loser, and I don't want to say you're stupid either.
Moron?
No, I'll just say that you need to be directed to more of my work.
Headline.
Because
headline. Bart Winkler calls the rest of the radio hosts at the Infinity Sports Network a bunch of morons and losers. That's what I take away from this.
No, I would never say that. I'm so jealous that. No. I'm jealous that anytime there's a press release about our station, you guys all get your names mentioned, and then it says and others.
You were hold on in the actual press release. The entire lineup was mentioned. Some sites selectively picked which host to put on. There's one publication that I won't say who they are. They mentioned me as a top 20 national radio show, but when it came down to who were the people that are tuning into Infinity Sports Network, like it said Maggie and Perloff, it said Rich Eisen, and then it said JR, it didn't say me. So I could share that sentiment with you. I could be a little bit upset.
I'm offended that the Barrett Sports Media publication has not invited me to speak at their conference. And I'm not paying $300 a ticket to go.
It's a good event. It's worth it, I will say. I've been there before. I like Jason. You know, just to be clear, and his staff. You know, I'm a fan of the conference. I wish I was going to Chicago, but I'm not.
I'm an hour away. I could easily speak, but I don't exist. So anyway, you want me on the show. That's very nice. Rodgers, so for whatever reason, people thought the day of free agency, Rodgers was going to announce that he was going to play somewhere, or we would figure it out very quickly. Adam Schefter weirdly crying about it on a station in Milwaukee that it hasn't happened yet. And why do people sign initially the day of free agency? Because they want their future secure and they want to get to work. They want to get in the building, get in the playbook, and get to work.
Yeah.
I don't think that Rodgers wants to do that. I don't think that Rodgers thinks he needs to do that. I think that the same thing that I think today, which I feel better about thinking after hearing him talk today, is he is not in a rush to get back. He would still like to play football. If it's going to be too much trouble for a team, then forget it. But if he can just stroll in August, put on some pads, play, the later that he signs up with the team, the less time there is of the non-football. And the non-football would be learn this play, get in this page. He just wants to come and be Aaron Rodgers. If a team's willing to allow that, then he'll come and play. But that's not going to happen in March or in April. So anybody who thinks that Rodgers is going to sign even remotely before July 4th, I mean, I still think he will be with the Steelers, and I think it's going to be in August, the same thing I thought a month ago.
So here's the interesting part, because right now I think the decision is retirement or the Steelers. I guess him saying he'll play for $10 million.
No, 10 M's.
Oh, 10 M's.
He'll play for 10 M's.
You're right, for 10 M's. He'll play for 10 M's. Is him saying, Minnesota, if you really want me, that's the cheapest I'm going to go. If he really wanted to go to Minnesota and the money isn't an issue like he claims it is, wouldn't you just then play for the league minimum of, what, $1.5 million? Like, I know, different spot, but, you know, a little bit similar, like what Russell Wilson did this past year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So unless if he's willing to go for basically nothing to Minnesota, I'll have Minnesota all the way down at the bottom of the list. I think they should go with J.J. McCarthy. So the Steelers could take themselves out of business with Aaron Rodgers if they go get a quarterback in the first round, and it's Shedeur Sanders. They find a way to get Shedeur, I think Rodgers off the table. But as long as Mason Rudolph,
he's going to the Giants, so that's out.
You think so, right? At three still?
Yeah, I think okay.
Well, we'll have to see if that's right. I hope that's the case. But unless if it's Shedeur going to the Steelers, like a Jackson Dart, a Jalen Milroe, a Dylan Gabriel, Tyler Shuck, Kyle McCord, that doesn't prevent the Steelers from bringing in Rodgers. So I know the Steeler fan and some of the Steeler players are like, all right, make a decision already. Even though Aaron Rodgers is no longer a great quarterback, I would still rather have Aaron Rodgers starting for me week one over Mason Rudolph. I think you would even agree with that.
Yeah, a lot of this is funny because the Steelers are going to win 9 games regardless of what happens. So it's not like
Probably. He's
going to come in and win a Super Bowl or they're going to have a terrible season. And Mason Rudolph is the perfect guy to run mini camps and run training camps.
He's a been soldier. There.
Yeah, and then he's been there, and it's nothing like out of the ordinary. So every single sign points to Rodgers signing with the Steelers late in the summer. And yet I feel like I'm the only one that's been able to see that. And I feel this is why I felt so bad but also good that the New York media was going to experience what I've experienced as a Green Bay fan, is because there were a lot of Steelers fans that thought he was going to say, I'm playing for the Steelers today. There were Steelers fans that thought he was going to be a surprise guest at McAfee's arena show the other night.
The night out.
You can't let yourself do that. Rodgers, every sign that he gives. And you know what I love about Rodgers today? Here's what I love about Rodgers today. He's talking about Tim and Mia. Remember these people that he mentioned in the show?
Are they family members?
We have never heard the names Tim and Mia ever in the history of Aaron Rodgers speaking. Not once. Rodgers is like when you go visit your grandma and she's like, oh, hey, Zach, how are you? And you say, I'm really good, Grandma. How are you? And she'll say, Julianne came over the other day. She had so many stories to tell about Steve. You don't know who these people are. It's like your grandma just assumes that you know everybody
in her world.
My
mother's grandma does that all the time. Or she's like, oh, do you remember this one? And I'm like, who? Huh? Yeah, sure. Yeah, yes. Just continue the story.
She'll talk about like, oh, Florence was so kind to me today. Florence is the person that checked her out at the local grocery store.
Do you remember my hairdresser?
She just met today.
What's the percentage of chance in your opinion? So you think you signed him with the Steelers in August. Retirement, though. How likely do you think retirement is out of 100%?
I don't think there's any chance he signs retirement papers. I think that if he
announces his retirement.
No, none. If he doesn't play with Pittsburgh, then he would sit there and wait for Justin Herbert to get hurt or Tua to get hurt.
Okay.
He did mention Dolphins today. Did you hear he's mentioning watching the Dolphins? So I don't think – and then he could come on McAfee every week, and they could be like, hey, you see that this guy's – and they all chirp. I don't like that show that much.
Why? Pat's a great dude. Well, we were friendly. Very nice guy.
I think the show's good. I think they do too much of, like, preemptive victim.
How so?
Like, we don't want to go to the draft now they're at the draft.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
You know, or we don't want to get sued. Or
when you're the king, you can do that.
You can count as you're doing an arena show.
When you're the king, you could do that.
He is the king. I can't deny.
He's one of the kings of the media landscape right now. So give me the exact date. Let's do the official prediction. Bart Winkler thinks Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers. When?
Whatever the third day of the Steelers training camp is.
Well, that's pretty. I don't know if that's going to be August then. That's probably sooner than that.
So I might have to go back to July. I might have to go back to July.
So July 20th, let's just say.
I mean, if all along I've been saying that Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers in August and then he signs in July, I'm still right.
It's not August, you know.
Depends on which calendar you use.
That's like saying, oh, I'll go visit you in Milwaukee in August and I show up in June. Hey, how you doing? Was I right?
But you know what? I would still be here for you to take you to Leon's.
That's 100%. I'll take you to Carnivore, though. All righty. Bart, thank you. It's good to do this again.
See you guys.
You can listen to Bart Winkler, by the way, because I'm a good teammate. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time, Monday through Fridays. One of the more entertaining shows, Bart Winkler and Carlos with a K. Coming on back, Adam Brenneman joins us next. We're talking draft.